That's the one I got the job. So I'm pretty much doing behavioral stuff, rats and pigeons, and
running
experiments. My Maverick was doing research on choice behavior. That is, how organisms make a choice between, say, A and B. In this case, with the rats, the left bar and the right bar, based on reinforcement quantity and quality. You know, the rate of reinforcement or the intensity of the reinforcement. So he had been doing these tests of the matching law. The matching law says that as reinforcements increase, the behaviors to generate the reinforcement should also increase, and they should match. So if you double the rate or the intensity of the reinforcement, the behavior to get that should double. Mine was reinforcement intensity, so we had like a 2% sucrose, and they liked that. So if I put 2% sucrose on the left bar and I give them 4% sucrose on the right bar, so sweetness is twice as much on the right bar and the left bar, will he press the right bar twice as many times as the left bar? The answer is no, not quite. Yeah. So the matching law is not linear. You have to adjust it with a formula. And that's true. So it's sort of a sloping curve that goes up. Yeah, it sort of goes like that. And so like 8%, you don't get four times as much as the 2%.
Right.
And we went up to 16% and 32%, which is like syrup.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're not that crazy about it. This research is probably good for Coca-Cola or something. I don't know.
Yeah. But in some ways, it sort of comes back and confirms some of those psychophysical laws. That
yes, that's right. Yeah. So that's what I was working in. It wasn't that interesting. I was really interested in big ideas. The kind of stuff I do now, you know, like the moral arc of history or the nature of human nature, inner demons and our better angels and free will and determinism, game theory. And I love this stuff. Running these grindingly long, boring experiments with rats pressing bars, it didn't spice up my juices to want to go into that. And I liked all the different areas of psychology. That's why I always enjoyed teaching Psych 101, Intro Psych, because then I could dabble in everything, personality and social and physiological. And I was doing a lot of what would now be called evolutionary psychology, but I was interested in ethology, as it was called at the time. Ethology, the study of animal behavior, comparing behaviors across species and looking for the sort of genetic grounding to a particular behavior. I thought all that was fascinating.